is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names. And if one of those names is yours, you have a chance to be the first caller and be the winner of today's prize, which happens to be a $50 gift certificate to Fresh Lawn. If you need the best lawn service, then call Fresh Lawn, 1-800-896-5320. Anyone who calls, tell them you heard about them from ESPN 97.5, and you'll get 10% off your first lawn service. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We are not the show that will be giving away the gift certificate, but continue to listen throughout the day. Your next chance to win will be at 9:30. Now back to John and Lance.
This is the greatest video maybe I've ever seen.
Is Josh here? I'm not sure if Josh is here. We got to put this on our Facebook page.
I'm going to retweet it, Josh. And holy cow. Holy. This is great. One of the great videos of all time. There is an alligator chasing after a guy. His buddy is up on the shore throwing rocks at the alligator. And he comes... And the guy who's throwing rocks, it's not affecting the alligator. So he comes with a flying elbow from the top rope, and he hits the alligator to get him away from his buddy.
Yeah, just to back him up. And then they start splashing the water to keep the gator from turning around and getting both of them because they can't get out of the water. The video then ends. It could end with him.
They could have died.
And killed by the.
It could have died.
Because I don't know how they're going to get out. The one guy couldn't get out. The other guy.
No,
is
he
now
was
in the
having
water
a problem
too.
Getting out of the water. But he comes from the top rope like a freaking pro wrestler, and lands on top of the gator. Man, you want to talk about a buddy? You know what I'd be like, oh man, dude, sorry, I'm a faster swimmer than you, so I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to die. Because I'm already on the shore. I ain't getting back in there. Okay. This dude comes flying off the top rope. Holy crap. That's awesome. I retweeted it. Josh, you got to put it on ESPN 9 at ESPN 975. It'll be on there. It's from Barstool. All right. How about this? And you tell me if this is not a bit of is this a little bit of a shot at all? I love working here, Bill O'Brien told John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. I like the way we're set up right now. I really enjoy coaching the players. I say that every year, but it's true. I think this organization's in a good place right now. It's mainly because, and he goes on to say, it's great for our organization to have stability at quarterback, and it's because of Deshaun. He's a really good guy, fun to coach. He wants to be challenged. He wants to improve, blah, 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 blah. He loves the game, blah, blah, blah. But you think this is a little bit of a shot? Do you think it's a much better place right now with one notable subtraction?
Oh, there's no question. They didn't like each other. It's so funny that there were so many people out there like, that's just such a media narrative. No, it isn't. They hated each other.
Yeah.
They tried to stab each other and get each other all the time. It's not you guys who don't know anything commenting about, that's just the media. No. There's a reason one guy's gone now, and it's not the reason that you think that, oh, well, he's just, you know, he's with the wife and all that. Let me tell you something. One of those guys was gone this year. One of them was going to be gone. It was who was going to win, and Bill O'Brien won, and it's that simple, and that's that. And, yeah, so Bill O'Brien thinks he's got a real football guy in Brian Gain. I'm not sure that he always respected
I know he. Rick you know Smith. He didn't.
Okay, I know he didn't.
Yeah, you know he didn't.
I wasn't going to just say it. That I knew for sure, but he didn't. There was just certain guys just don't mesh with other guys. And Rick was not a terrible GM. I know it's easy for people to say Rick was just terrible. He wasn't terrible. He was just, I think, slightly below average. And that's not good enough to keep your job for a decade. It's just not.
No.
He had some great first round picks. He had some miserable middle round picks. He was, you know, he did some other things well, and on the whole, as a team builder, it was average to below average, and you can't just use one player in the first round or whatever to gauge it. You don't usually get a last that long. Most GMs are gone well before the time that Rick, you know, frankly, I thought Rick and Gary both should have been gone after 10, but then the fact was they had success in 11 and 12, and I think Rick had a really good offseason in 2011. Yeah, he had a really good offseason with Danielle Manning and And J. Joe coming at the same time and draft pick and all that stuff. So, but if your head coach doesn't like, you know, it's a real problem. If your head coach and GM don't get along in any sport, it can be a real, real problem, especially if they're fighting over control of who's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yep. No, it was a bad place to be, and now they're in a good place. And that's exactly what he said. It helps that four's there. Let's face it. I mean, when you're a football organization and you don't have that position solidified, look at all the teams in the league that are scuffling right now. It's because they don't have that guy in place. We'll find out whether or not Deshaun can back up. He's got to validate that rookie year. He's got to validate those six games. That's the goal. But you can't blame him. First of all, you don't have Rick there anymore, and you feel better about the guy that's going to be picking, and you've got four.
Yeah. So I want to get into this after we talk to Robert. Let's get Robert in here, and then I want to get back to the Deshaun thing because I wonder if we lean on.
Oh no,
on
everybody
him too hard.
Every single story about the Houston Texans starts with Deshaun.
Yeah. Well, it's not unusual. He's a quarterback, yeah. But what he did was highly unusual for a rookie.
Oh,
not really for Tom Brady.
Yeah. Would
have been highly unusual.
No.
Let's get Robert, and we'll get back to that because that one's going to lead to some more stuff.
Robert, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So I'm coming into town this weekend. I live in San Antonio for the Astros game on Saturday. And I'll be there Friday through Sunday afternoon. So I'm wondering, I'm staying in the Heights at Airbnb. What's the best place to get lunch on Saturday? Maybe go after the game. What do you guys recommend?
Ooh, man, there's a ton of good stuff in the Heights. What kind of food do you like?
Typical American stuff, nothing too crazy.
Good pizza up there is pie.
Pie pizza is really good. You like barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
There's a place, Pinkertons, that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, that's in the Heights. Pinkertons, yeah, Pinkertons, or you can come down Montrose at Richmond and go to the Pit Room.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good, too. So
it's a little ways, but, you know, Pinkerton is right up there.
So there's another place that's considered one of, and that's in the Heights that's considered one of the better restaurants in the city, Cultivari. But it's only open for dinner, just so you know. And you need to get there early. Because if you're in for the weekend, you need to make 5 or 5:30 your dinner.
You'll be
on a wait.
What's Lee's restaurant right next to Pie?
Yeah, Lee's not there anymore.
Oh, he's not there anymore?
No. But it's called, and it's still good. It's Starfish.
Starfish.
Yeah, Starfish.
No,
yeah.
I've eaten there. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
It is. A really trendy place, too. Really good. That's one of the, a nice place to go. You got all kinds of stuff up in the Heights.
Yeah, the Heights is really kicked off a great deal, but... Yeah, Cultivari is one that I like a lot, and that's for dinner. And there are people who will go before Astro games, too, in the evening. So if you're going to the evening Astro game, you go at 5 or whatever and get dinner early, you can go later. So
stop at China Garden.
How often do you come in?
Go see Carol at China Garden.
That's right. How often do you come in town?
Not very often. Not that I like.
Yeah, no, you can pretty much Yelp. You know who else? Hit up Eric Sandler. Eric Sandler can give you food and drink ideas all over the place because, man, there's better luck tomorrow. The Gastropub is not far away. There's so many cool
culture
places.
How about Christian's Tailgate? You can go there before. Hey, by the way, I'm going to be there tomorrow night with Larry Durker.
Are you?
Yeah, tomorrow night. We're watching the game, and we're going to do a Facebook Live, just sitting there talking about the game on Facebook Live.
While the game's going on?
While the game's going on.
Who are you doing that for? Is that a thing?
Larry has got a new website.
Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. Enjoy your weekend.
We appreciate it. Yeah, have fun here.
Hit up Eric Sandler from Culture Map on Twitter because he's my go-to for all that stuff.
Yeah, he can help you out. All kinds of giveaways. This is the Christian's Tailgate on Congress. We're going to be there tomorrow night after we play poker. Going to head straight over to Christian's Tailgate on Congress downtown. Watch the game.
If you're still in a tournament, you need to dump your chips. Let's get a signal going.
Yeah,
I'll take your chips for you.
Yeah, we can do that. He's got all kinds of giveaways. Autographed Mike Scott. Autographed Gaylord Perry. Autographed photos, Bagwell and Biggio cards, Durker ball, J.R. Richards salute photo, autographed Nolan Ryan, all kinds of giveaways, all kinds of drink specials going to be going on as well. Like, we're going to ring the bell, and when if Larry Durker has a blue moment and the Astros pitcher strikes somebody out, then it's going to be like dollar beers or something. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be tomorrow night at Christian's Tailgate. So if you're looking for a place to go and watch the game tomorrow night, come and meet Larry Durker. He has got a new website. He has got no Damaris or Orleans. Orleans is in Katy, so that might be a little. And Damaris is on 610 and all the way down Shepherd.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't exactly the area. Not
exactly,
about.
Gus. Oh, he says I hate the Greeks. That's not true. I love the Greeks. Don't forget, I'm one of those. I'm one of you people. Anyway, so Christian's Tailgate tomorrow on Congress. We're going to be there tomorrow night watching the game and talking. And you can come up and you can get on and you can make comments about the game as well. It'll be all on Facebook Live, too. Larry's promoting a new website. He wants to change the DH rule. And he has got a lot of managers and baseball people who are behind it. So he's,
change it in what way?
I don't know. And we'll find out tomorrow night.
Well, so you remember there was a time where I was thinking – the DH might eventually. I'm not gonna lie. I went from being hated DH because it was took away managerial opportunities, and you know the game. It changes the game when you have to decide if you're gonna do. You got double switches, and are you gonna let a pitcher hit or not? The fact is, I don't miss those managerial decisions at all. I'm team DH now. I'm unapologetic. Yep, you know what? Baseball's about baseball players and not about manager moves. Let's get as many hitters in there as possible. I'm not even going to front. I was for all that stuff, and now I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I don't really miss all the multiple switches and the player and the
quite pitch. Frankly,
we get plenty of pitcher changes.
Watching a pitcher hit is really...
it's brutal.
Yeah, would you rather watch Evan Gattis hit or...
But how did you feel about it before they switched?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Well, I was always an American League fan though, so I say I didn't like it. Maybe that's a little off. I thought I've always been kind of thought it was cheating a little bit though. You know, you watch National League games and you're like, oh, they don't score as many runs, yeah, because they have to. We have to watch that pitcher hit. But I haven't been an opponent of it. I haven't. You were an opponent of it. Now you're a proponent.
Yeah, I didn't like the switch to the American League at all.
Yeah.
I didn't like the DH. And
oh, I didn't like the switch to the American League. I didn't like the Astros switch to the American League.
And now I'm fine with all of it.
I thought it was.
I mean, I'm not crazy about the West Coast games all the time. That's not awesome.
No.
Road games. I mean, it's just not. Not when you do morning rain and not when you do anything. Those are late games. When we come back, I do want to get into. I want to get back to the Deshaun Watson thing. Is it smart for the Texans to say they're just fine because they got Deshaun Watson back? I just want to get into it.
All right. I want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf was on here yesterday. He was at the. I don't think he's probably tired from selling all of his cars. What he does is he buys them from you and then he goes to auction and he sells them. That's his business. That's what he do. And he did that yesterday. He said he was going to sell like 137 cars or something. That's just that's a pretty big number. But here's the deal: is he needs you to sell him your car. And you said, well, why should I sell it to him? Well, because he's going to give you the most money for it. Is that good enough? That's it. That's the reason. That's all. He'll give you more money than anyone else will give you for your car. That's his promise. And if he can't beat CarMax, he'll just send you $100. And he says he has to do that about 2, 3, 4 times a month. And he says, oh, you know what? Because, I mean, CarMax must be making a bad deal. Otherwise, John Clay Wolf is buying it, and he's giving you more money. But he says, you know what? He sells more cars because people say, well, look at CarMax. Well, I'll give you more. I'll give you more than CarMax will give you. I'll give you more than that dealer will give you. That's how the dealers make their money, is they give you less for your trade-in and then charge you less for the new vehicle that you're getting when they're already making a ton on that new vehicle. So GiveMeTheVin.com. Sell your car for more at GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance. That's one. That's now the greatest video ever. Somebody said that that alligator video might be fake. I'm not buying it.
Dale, you're a cynical person. Will you go check our Facebook page and tell us if you think this alligator video is fake?
Oh, I've seen it. I have some questions about it.
Okay. I don't.
What are your questions? I do too. Now, after the guy said
it's
that,
a little casual. The guy who's in danger.
Yeah, maybe he's not a good swimmer though.
No, but he wasn't thrashing. He just seemed like, oh, okay.
Well, if he's a dog paddler, then that's fine.
So people that are just joining us don't know. There's a video of an alligator chasing two guys in the water, and one guy is throwing rocks at it, and then he jumps from the top rope and he gives a flying elbow to the alligator, which is awesome. Which I've said before, if Lance and I were in the water, if I was the guy on the shore, sorry. I think you're gonna die, Lance.
The observers are too casual. I'm
okay,
not sure.
So it's very much a wrestling move. When he jumps off and he does that, there is somebody taping, which could happen anytime. But when he splashes the water, he doesn't hit the alligator. He hits by the alligator, I think. And then I think the alligator head goes flying. I don't know. I'm worried that this now didn't have an actual man being attacked by an alligator. What does that say about me?
Yeah,
I'm worried there wasn't an alligator actually chasing a man.
I think you're not naive. Like your co-host.
No, I think that it is a real video. And
I think you want it to
be. I think you two are cynical.
There wasn't enough panic by the people filming.
Well, maybe the dude's like, oh, really? Another
Not
alligator?
Just him.
It seemed to be in some place where there's a lot of alligators.
You think there'd be some movement?
Even the people filming thought, oh, this is interesting. There wasn't this whole, oh, my, get out of the water. Get out of the water. It wasn't any of that. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Guess what I'm watching now, Dell, on our Facebook page. It's related video, next video, next video, next video. Because I clicked the link to our Facebook page on 97.5 and it played that video. Then another video popped up. And then this video now is at an apartment complex. It's got a woman in tight white pants. She's a little curvy. Black platform shoes. Black
she's
tank
wearing
top.
Shoes. She's wearing shoes?
Yes, black. Platform shoes, she's walking by strutting, and I guess there's music. I didn't have this turned up, and there's a little person who was walking by, and all of a sudden, they both start cumbia dancing, and now I can't stop watching it because it's got everything you want in one video.
A little person and tight white pants, but I don't watch it. I'm not watching it because I love my wife.
I love my wife, and I'm watching it.
That's the difference.
Because it's got things that I find to be
when that alligator,
interesting in videos.
When your wife, the alligator's coming after you, guess what? No one can save you.
I don't like that. Wouldn't it be awesome if Australia would score this half?
Why are you so concerned about
that? Why do you care about that?
Because I do an Australian accent.
I
scored a goal. Well, I can't believe it, mate.
Well, don't you think that they... Oh, they there's a possibility.
I got a movie by the way, I got a movie for you.
Chopper Reed.
You got to go watch Chopper with Eric... Banal, I think it is from Munich. The movie's called Chopper. It's a real story about Eric Chopper Reed, who was a really bad guy from Australia, and it's awesome. It's real. Really? You will like it. It's got Australians.
Is that on Netflix?
Prisons. I don't know. It might be. I'll have to check. You know how things are randomly on Netflix.
Right. Let's get John in here. Hey John, how you doing?
They're pretty good. Lance, you know me. I'm 350 plus, okay?
Yeah, but you're also hugely cynical.
If that alligator is real, I will run up and down 610 in front of y'all's studio in a Speedo.
Mm-mm. I don't want that.
In cowboy boots. That is so fake. Before he dives off, you can see the head floating. It's not when an alligator goes through the water, it's steady and it cuts through any kind of weight.
Yeah.
This head is actually floating.
You guys can be so cynical fake. If
it
you want.
It does seem like it's kind of bobbing.
Be cynical as much as you want.
I wanted
it's
it to
real.
Hey, and also
gun.
Check this out. I have a buddy of mine. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. He actually does this for real. If he's fishing and an alligator comes near the boat, he'll jump out of the boat and wrestle the alligator. True story.
What?
I love that
guy. Then he's going to end up losing in a pinch.
He's 53, and I'll take him against any 25-year-old that wants to fight him.
Well, you'll just have to worry about whether or not he can beat alligators. You don't have to worry about 25-year-olds. Because an alligator will beat him at some point.
Whatever, John.
You can't go undefeated against alligators.
Whatever, John. I'm taking this kid over your buddy, okay? He came through the air with a flying elbow and took out the alligator. So there.
Yeah, it looked cool, but the production value wasn't there.
Okay. You can be supposed to be there.
You can be cynical.
I'm sure you don't believe in Santa Claus either.
That's how you can sell it. That's how you can sell it.
Beat it, John. Man. Okay.
Everyone's too casual in that video.
Yeah, all right.
When a guy's about to die.
No, you know what? Casual. They're not acting, okay?
What?
There's no acting involved.
No, there is acting. They're being casual. There's an alligator about to eat one of your buddies, and everyone's like, huh, hey, there's an alligator. You might want to swim faster. No one's panicking.
Yeah, right.
Garbage. That's super fake.
Okay, all of you, everybody on Twitter, that's super fake. Totally agree. It's a propelled alligator head. Whatever.
Damn it.
Okay, you guys don't have to believe in humanity, but I do.
I retweeted that dumb thing.
I did, and I believe in it, and I'm going to stand by it. Now, you're not standing by Deshaun Watson, and that's a problem.
Well, I do stand by him. Here's the thing. We are basing everything on a very small sample size of... It's seven games. It's not six games. It's six starts, seven games. First start wasn't very – the first game wasn't that great, but he did lead him to a touchdown against Jacksonville. The first start wasn't that great, but he did score a running touchdown. And then after that was pretty incredible, actually. It was like historically good with statistics to back it up. So what I'm wondering – so I'm like, man, it just seems like everybody – you know, myself included, just everybody you hear talk about it, they're basing everything on basically six starts. Everything's based on six starts. And I'm thinking to myself, is that really smart to assume that you're going to get that kind of production? But then you start thinking, you don't have to get that production. And could he even do that
if he wasn't a really, truly talented
quarterback?
First of all, why are you only basing it on six starts? What about his college career? But we know who he is from his college. I mean, we're basing, is Sam Darnold going to be any good? I don't know. But he was pretty damn good. But is Baker Mayfield going to be any good?
I would argue that Deshaun's play against Alabama, a team loaded with first round and draft prospects, probably was a pretty good foreshadowing of what was like.
Well, what about Baker's play against Georgia? That was pretty damn good defense, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Baker doesn't have the same physical attributes as Deshaun.
No, not all of them.
And I would also tell you that Georgia's defense is not as good as what Bama.
No, but had pretty good players. It was still SEC defense.
He put 400 in back-to-back games.
Yeah. No. That's what I'm saying. You're basing it all on his pro career. What about his college career?
Yeah, you're right. But we know sometimes college doesn't. But then if you look at those games... And then you look at what he did in the pros. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it is okay to base. Now, I don't. Look, it's not okay to think that Deshaun's going to be putting up those kind of touchdown numbers every game. Those numbers, if he does, he will immediately jump to the top of the NFL as the greatest quarterback in the league.
Thank you. No. Thank you.
But I want to temper it because I don't want everyone to get super disappointed. Like, what's wrong with Deshaun? Remember the Dak Prescott stuff from last year? You look at Dak's overall numbers, they're still very good for a 2-year run. But everyone's like, oh, what has happened to Dak? Ugh. I don't want people to do that with Deshaun Watson if Deshaun goes through normal growing pains like Peyton Manning went through at this stage of his career. I don't want that to happen. But at the same time, maybe this seven-game stretch is enough of a sample size to say, yeah, he's the dude. Because how do you do that if you're not the dude? You can't accidentally throw those numbers up there.
Listen,
on the board.
I'm not going to have inflated expectations for him. Yes, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Yes, he's going to lead the league and be the MVP. But I'm not going to have any expectations that are unreachable. Yeah. So do I believe that? Listen, everything that you read about the Houston Texans from everyone, every expert, every prognosis of the city is all about Deshaun Watson, and for good reason. I mean, it's the NFL. You've got to have that quarterback, all of those things. He is the franchise guy. And when he was there, it was a, it was, couldn't have been. Have you ever seen a guy that changed the entire course of a team more than Deshaun did? From the worst offense in the league to the best?
Back, I mean, to the worst?
Back to the worst. Yeah. Right.
It's pretty staggering. The difference is, you know, in handicapping, we say that a quarterback, so quarterbacks are all worth a certain amount of points. If Tom Brady is going to play and the Patriots are a 9-point favorite and he doesn't play and they turn into like a 3-point favorite, that's huge. Like a 6-point swing is huge. Deshaun looks like about a 20-point difference. I mean, it's, I've never seen anything
like it. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to tell you guys the Top Tax Defenders understands what you're going through if you got a big tax bill right now. When I say big, I mean $10,000 or more. Look, $3,000, $4,000 to me is big. It's a big tax bill for a lot of people. But it, for this particular instance, Top Tax Defenders, they let you know, you're going to benefit from our services at $10,000 or higher. It's not going to be worth your time if it's lower than that. But if you're at $10,000 or higher, you are going to benefit greatly. The amount of cases that they end up settling and getting a much lower figure for is astounding. And they understand how to get a substantially lower fee for or lower payout for you with your taxes, because they understand where to go, how hard to push. They get lower settlements for you in most of the cases that they have. Now, there are some cases where you simply haven't had the deductions that you should have taken, and they will be the ones who go out there and say, ooh, look at this, chop, 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 chop. And I've seen them take $40,000 and $50,000 and $60,000 cases and get them knocked down into like $1,100, $1,200. They took an $83,000 case and made it a $500 payment. I mean, there's no way you can do that yourself. If you want somebody to fight for you, including with IRS audits, call 713-422-2225. That's 713-422-2225.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's Outlaw time again. Four tickets to the Texas Outlaw Challenge, the 11th annual new Formula One racing. See over 200 performance powerboats skimming the water of Clear Lake and Galveston Bay. It started yesterday and it goes through the weekend. Something for everyone. There's a street party, Formula One racing, extreme in the water boat parade, fireworks, bikini contest. We got confirmation that Jackie will be competing in the bikini contest. There's a poker run, car show, and a bike rally. Don't miss the fantastic 5-day Texas Outlaw Challenge high flying horsepower weekend. Get your tickets now at TexasOutlawChallenge.com. So we've got four tickets to give away at 8:40, exactly 8:40. We will clear the phone lines and you call in 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, and caller number four will win those tickets at 8:40, so you streamers have a chance. Let's get Biscuit in here. What's up, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas, man. Hey, before I get to my take on the NBA draft, man, you guys were talking about Watson, and my lady friend, her house got flooded in Harvard, whatever, and Watson came out. Man, I'll tell you what, this is the most impressive young fella that I've ever seen. I run across athletes all the time, delivering to them, what have you, but this guy is impressive, man. And I'm not even a Texan fan, but you can't help, but he almost makes you a Texan fan. This guy really gets it. All the young guys nowadays that do all this knucklehead stuff and don't understand what life's all about and what you need to do, Man, Watson, I got to say, that's the most impressive athlete that I've run across pretty much in my lifetime.
Well, when he gave up his first check for those ladies in the cafeteria, that was, I mean, you know. But he's been that way since he got here, right? I mean, for since he got here, like Bill O'Brien praising how his work ethic and how he's always in the film room and he just wants to be great and he's always said the right. I mean, he is.
Our old buddy John Harris told me, this is before he played a game. He's like, dude, it was right when camp was starting. He goes, dude, Deshaun was in here for Labor Day, like every holiday. He didn't miss anything. He never went out of town. All he was doing was going in, going in, going in, going in, going in. And then you saw the preparation mattered. We're already seeing stuff about, oh, it looks way too big for Baker Mayfield already, or something like he doesn't look like he's ready to go yet. Deshaun, there was nobody in that building that said Deshaun wasn't ready to go.
Well, oh, really? Don't get Lamont started with starting Tom Savage in that first game.
That's just such a non-topic. We're talking about
one half of football, right?
So I don't even like to. Even
I mean,
debate
I, and it pisses me off every time somebody talking about. Well, this is the guy that started Tom Savage. So what?
Yeah, because you
who
want
cares?
To,
he pulled the plug after a half.
Yeah, if you can, you want to protect. And did you really want him facing those seven sacks in the first half?
Mm-mm.
There were seven sacks. Do you want him getting hit in the first half? He lasted seven games as it was. But, you know, hey, Deshaun Watson.
Let Biscuit finish.
Is this – are we giving something away right now?
Yeah, we're giving something
away. Oh, I was about to say. You are talking crap.
Yeah. Hey, but take on the NBA draft, man, and I seen Charlie, y'all play that clip with Charlie. This guy, Porter. And I didn't realize how celebrated he was, and he's like only the fifth player ever to get all the accolades he got as a freshman coming in, you know, player of the year in McDonald's, MVP, all this stuff. With this back and hip injury, I'm interested to see because he could be a Greg Oden, or you could be passing on the next Kevin Durant. So how do you think the storyline would fall with Porter? And does he go in the top three or does he go like 10? You know, to me, that's the interesting intrigue about the draft tonight.
We're seeing 7 and 8 a lot.
He's going to fall. He's not going top three.
Yeah,
if
because
you have
of
these
the,
kind of injury issues, yeah. Teams aren't taking chances
but
anymore.
I'll tell you what. You want to talk about a guy who's confident. I'm the best player. There is no question in this. Now, a few guys have said that, and that's not – it's really nothing new in this day and age. But dude's got a lot of confidence. And you know what? From all of the – going into last year before the injury, everybody's saying this guy is – This guy is the real deal. He is the best player in the country. I don't know why you wouldn't think that now, even though he had the injury. Why should it be any different now? Dell, can I ask you a question before Lance answers that? When you come into a studio, and don't you think like closing the door because it's a radio studio so you don't hear the phones ringing outside? Or
well, the first thought might be, you know, be in the studio when the show comes back, the segment starts. So he wouldn't
mentoring.
Have to rush in. And
mentoring.
And then ask.
Setting up stuff with interns.
And then
mentoring.
Ask why the phones are ringing so much. Why, because you went through a thing where you told people to call in at some point. He was unaware of that. He was talking to the interns in the break and then during the show for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. And then left the door open.
There are plenty of things we can get into about why Lance doesn't respect the show and his job.
Mentoring.
Okay.
You don't do that during the show. You do that after the show.
Right.
Your day ends at 9:30. Why don't you mentor?
My day doesn't end. My day ends at
9:30. How about that? His day's over.
My day ends at 11:17 when I go to bed.
He does less by 9:30 than most people do all day.
Exactly. Why don't
That's
you
like
wait?
A reversal of what the army? Is that the army thing that they used
your
to do?
Day with us ends at 9:30. You can
That's
mentor.
Not true.
You can
I like
mentor
to go longer, and you guys always go beat it, get out, beat it.
No,
beat it.
Well, contractually, your day ends at 9:30.
I can stay,
and then you can
if
mentor.
If you like, I can stay.
No, I don't want you here. Then you can mentor them as much as you'd like. Why are you doing it during your actual work?
Because I had to. Go out there and mentor.
We all know mentoring. You're going to be sitting out there in that room
what
watching the games.
Doing?
I asked the interns the other day, I said, hey, do you guys want to, I said, I know y'all are out here all the time just cutting up audio or whatever. I said, do y'all want to actually learn some real radio stuff? Like, yes. Oh, my God. You can tell. Is this what my internship is going to be? Just listening to Trey ask random questions and cut up podcasts?
Well, let's be clear.
Hey, here's the question.
Hold on. I get it.
Do you think Deshaun Watson would be able to compete?
with Dan Marino if they both had the marks, Clayton and Duper?
Look.
Do you think Jimmy Johnson is going to win again this week?
Is there any chance that Michael Porter gets drafted and then gets traded on the same day?
I know we're talking about how bored they are and stuff. But
I love Trey, by the way.
Have you seen their ability to upload a podcast in the right spot? Maybe
is it not good?
Maybe they should stop talking to you and figure that out first.
Apparently the other day, one of our hours was after game four of the NBA Western Conference Finals,
yeah,
as opposed to the actual hour we were talking about.
So I get it, Lance. It's drudgery. It gets boring. But let's make sure they know what they're supposed to be doing.
Have one job. Do your job.
Yeah, and then we get into all the other stuff.
Well, yeah, let's perfect that as opposed to what's going on.
I hope Denmark doesn't score here.
Why don't you want Denmark to score?
I don't like them as a people.
Why do you hate the Danes?
Hey, did you see we have a chance to get Chandler Parsons back?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, here, let me tell you. The Memphis Grizzlies.
We don't have enough albatrosses.
But you also get the fourth pick with it, maybe.
Yes. The Memphis Grizzlies are in discussions with a number of teams to trade the number four pick. League sources told ESPN. Any such trade would likely include Chandler Parsons, whose contract is considered an albatross because of knee problems. The Grizzlies have several potential trade partners, but the most likely are the Houston Rockets, who are said close to being done with making a deal. Just kidding. It doesn't say that.
Oh.
Mavericks, Magic, Bulls, Knicks, Nuggets, Celtics, Clippers.
Wait a minute. Why not give Ryan Anderson and...
Yeah, because Ryan will actually play for you.
Yes.
Well, so you're saying Ryan
if he can
Anderson,
get off the bench.
So basically Ryan Anderson for the fourth pick of the draft.
For the fourth pick and Chandler Parsons.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they can make that happen.
And you also get Chandler back, which means you're still in the same cap situation.
No, you're not. You're in a great situation
because now
he takes over for Trevor Ariza. Wins across the board.
Glad
the culottes get, you know, he will have all of the sweatpants with the cuffed bottom game will be completely locked down.
Well, Lance's love for Daryl fade at all with that deal?
Well, I'll tell you this. They both have 2 years left on their deal.
Well, Ryan Anderson can actually go and play. Chandler Parsons is usually at a club somewhere during the game.
But you get the fourth pick because I imagine the Grizzlies, as they try to rebuild, although they'll get Gasol and Conley back, are looking to give up their fourth pick and bring Ryan Anderson along
Trey Young is going to be the truth, and he's going to fall a little bit, I think, in this draft because there's so many good bigs. And if that's the case, because he has all the pressure on him, he tries to take every shot. Once somebody gets him to chill out a little bit, that guy's going to be really, really good when he learns to become more efficient.
All right, let's talk about – how about another sport that's actually going on right now?
Skeeter ball.
I like to call it our skeeters. We just saw we're gonna do a show from there and actually take batting practice. But how about this? How about Monday, June 25th, Margarita Dollar Dog Monday at the ballpark? Also, Military Monday. It means fans with military IDs get free admission. Two for Tuesday, buy one – get one field box ticket at half price. Bring the whole family out for kids in free on Wednesday. Kids 12 and under, free admission. Thirsty Thursday, $2 beers and sodas at the ballpark. And then Fridays, of course, 80s night. Next Friday, June 29th. Women's Veterans Night as well. Grace After Fire. Stay for a post-game concert from the Spasmatics. Oh! Fireworks and the Spasmatics next Friday. And then Saturday, they've got a big parrot head night, a jersey giveaway courtesy of Texas Direct Auto. So you're looking for something to do? How about doing it at Constellation Field?
Yeah, it's easy to get into. It's actually a very, very quick trip. It's easy to get into, and you're going to have an amazing night because the way that it's constructed, you get into the shade extremely quickly. It is going to be a shaded stadium. It's a beautiful park. I mean, it is a beautiful park. One of the reasons I love this park is that there truly is not a bad seat in the house. If you want to spend your time in air conditioning, you can get up into the Insperity Lounge, get a ticket to do that. That is like your own personal suite with a buffet. You can get as much as you want to eat. But they've got great food options, great beverage options for you. Everything is set up for kids there. But it's also set up for you to go have a date night, a cool trip with your work associates, or even clients, or even just a night out with the guys, go experience a great night at the ballpark and really a time to bond with SugarlandSkeeters.com. Go to the website and get your ticket packages at SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. This is it doesn't have to be a short segment. We're just going to have to say goodbye to 94.1. And for those of you that have a problem with 97.5 and you're not getting... I was listening to 94.1 yesterday and it came in perfectly.
Crystal clear in the gallery area. Yeah. I was like, holy crap, this is really good.
Yeah. So if you've got an issue on 97.5, go to 94.1 because it does. It works out on the west side. So that's a great... Or just download the app. Download the app and you can listen whenever. And our giveaways, I do it the right way as opposed to the way Dell does it. And I give everybody a chance. People who are on the stream, people who are listening on the app, you get a chance to win stuff too.
Let me pull back the curtain a little bit for everybody. You know what happens with our giveaways? I will continuously remind John. He'll go, F that. I don't want to do it. And then I have to keep pushing for him to give away something. You know what I say to people? John, the people would like something. Why don't you give it away? He goes, F the people. And I'm like, John.
I've never
That's
said
not cool.
that.
You say you have to give away.
You
say
you
have
may,
to give
you
away.
Lie
do you
about,
not say?
No, no.
Do you not say F the giveaway?
Well, I say F the giveaway.
Yeah. So that's pretty much saying F the people.
No.
So I have to make sure you give it away.
No.
So it's a teamwork type of thing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I do it, and I do it the right way, as opposed to you that don't care about
Let's
the people.
Let's be clear.
If I didn't, which are important in my life.
If I didn't harp on it, nobody would be getting anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this guy, Dell, do you have this prosthetic leg guy? So there's a woman at the College World Series. She's from a local station in Mississippi. And she's doing stories about Mississippi State fans. And she's doing a stand-up. You'll hear her introing the guy. And the guy explains how he got to the College World Series. Listen.
Dampen the spirits for the fans of this morning's College World Series game.
The sacrifices that we personally made to be here are incredible. My wife's boyfriend sold his prosthetic leg on Craigslist to afford me the opportunity to be here, but they get alone time, and I get a chance to be in Omaha.
Terry Powell.
So he says, if you couldn't understand it, he says, my wife, we made tremendous sacrifices to be here. My wife's boyfriend sold his prosthetic leg on Craigslist so I could get the money for me to be here. And they get alone time, and I get to the College World Series.
Ugh.
The wife...
College World Series. Can we at least get to
the wife tweeted out, I can't...
World Series?
I can't be prouder of my husband right now. This woman thought he was actually... You think she thought, buy Sports Map. Enjoy Golic and Wingo, and then Charlie comes back at 11 o'clock. So do you think that the reporter here thought that was real?
Yes.
Yeah. I think she thought, oh, my God, this guy knows his wife has a boyfriend and sold his prosthetic leg so that he could come. this guy is awesome.
Media people are
pretty gullible.
Yes.
You mean like...
Because they want a story.
You mean like an alligator that's in the water and the guy goes from the top
Same
rope?
Same way.
No.
Because we want a story so bad.
No.
We want to believe this stuff.
Lee says, I'm just so proud of my husband right now. Hey, I see ya. Thirsty Gringo 1 is his Twitter name. So you know the guy's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah, he was throwing down some Coors Lights.
He likes the party.
And maybe I should... You know what? Just for this, maybe I should send this dude some Thrive Plus, because I think he's going to need it. I think he's going to need it. That's just funny. And how about, and she put it on television. But I would too. Hey, this dude, you know what? He made some tremendous sacrifices to get here. Like his wife, boyfriend, sold his prosthetic leg. All right, let's catch up here. We're at the top of the hour. We said goodbye to 94.1, but we continue here. Raheel will join us on the other side if he's actually in the building. No one knows.
It did rain. You don't know how that affects his drive.
You mean like everyone has to come and drive to go to work and be on time?
It affects your drive time.
I don't know. He may have been beside me because when I was using the bathroom a while ago, all of a sudden I just heard somebody walk behind me and went next to me and I was just peeing. And as I'm there, somebody's going, and that's something like he would like
that
to make it uncomfortable. That sounds like a Raheel move, doesn't it? He just kept going, I'm on the phone with my wife. He's like, and I was thinking, that's gotta be Raheel.
I
don't know.
He loves to
that's his kind of move.
Everything man. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what would make your life comfortable? Renter's Warehouse.
Yeah, Renter's Warehouse. You know what's great about Renter's Warehouse is there's no way you know how much your house will rent for. You might know how much your house would sell for if you're always looking at the HAR.com and all that stuff. But you don't know what your house will rent for. I mean, how could you know? You don't know the factors that go into it. And Renter's Warehouse, I was just curious. And this was like four or five years ago. When I first started the Renter's Warehouse, I actually called 713-224-RENT. And I said, I just want to know what my house rent for. What's your address? Okay, we'll get into it. They called me the next day and they told me the number. And I was like, that's like double what my mortgage is.
Wow.
Yeah, and so...
Why didn't you rent out your house then?
Well, I'll tell you what it did do. It changed my wife and I. We were like, okay, if we ever move, we're going to sell the house, do this. And we immediately said, we probably need to rent the house.
Yeah.
And then because the neighborhood has been going up in house values, why would we sell it right now instead of renting if we ever moved?
Renterswarehouse.com. Find out yourself. You know what? It's a simple call, 713-224-RENT, or go to renterswarehouse.com. Maybe you could, I'm telling you, you can make some money on your house at renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.